I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away.
This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. My name is James Santel. I am in for Maggie today as she takes some well-deserved time off in this holiday season. Delighted to have you, honored to have you joining me and my terrific producer, Cardi, here in the broadcast stations of Civic Media for this hour and next hour as well on the Maggie Dawn Show. We have lined up for you in this hour and yes, the second hour as well, an ambitious but achievable syllabus of important issues to talk about. And in many ways, they fall into the category of a tale of two administrations. The Biden administration, presently in place, President Joe Biden concluding soon, in about 28 days, his term as the president of our nation. And in 28 days, incoming, returning President Donald Trump. We're going to talk not only about some things that this administration has done in the area of commuting death sentences and issuing pardons in ways that accomplish justice. And then we're also going to talk about things that this president has done recently in connection with climate goals and attempted to keep future generations safe and secure here in Wisconsin, throughout our nation, across our planet. Also going to chat in that connection about a major case coming out of Montana, the next generation being at the forefront of advocacy for climate integrity, all of that related to justice in America, commutations of sentences just today on this Monday, December 23rd, by our sitting president, and then also comments by him and implementations of policy for the future with respect to the environment. And then we're going to review in some detail some of the things that the incoming president, Donald Trump, has talked about as well in the area of immigration and deportation, transgender issues, and yes, indeed, apparently some plans to retake Panama, if that is to be believed. All of that coming out of a major speech that he gave just yesterday at a convocation called America Fest, to the delight of virtually everybody who was there. We're going to talk about the implications of what Donald Trump has said. Again, in contrast, a tale of two very different administrations and the different approaches in major issues that affect our lives and our livelihoods. All of that on the Maggie Dawn Show today. We're also going to chat about a couple of other issues affecting our lives and our livelihoods, and beginning to conclude in the end of our second hour with some observations about something that hasn't happened in a number of years, frankly, since 2005, and that is the confluence of both Hanukkah and Christmas coming up this Wednesday, December 25th. We'll talk about that, the meanings of it, and the opportunities that are in front of us as a nation and as a world, again, in the spirit of interfaith confluence, in the notion that we are all one people. We may express our religious beliefs, our faiths differently, but in the end, we are all the same. And in fact, our Constitution in many ways affirms that very thing by first establishing that there will be no establishment of a religion in the United States of America, and second, just as important, if not more so, that everyone of any faith has the capacity to exercise, to follow their religion as they feel appropriate. We're going to spend some time at the end of our second hour talking about all of that. But let us begin. Let us begin with talk about what the Joe Biden administration has done just today. You will recall, well, much in the news in recent days, begun in late November and continuing certainly throughout this month, the announcements by the Biden administration of a great number of commutations and pardons of sentences. You recall well that under the Constitution, a pardon basically wipes out a conviction. It doesn't wipe it out historically. Of course, it's still in the history books. But for purposes of legal things and things in the courts, the civil rights that attend convictions, all of those removed by virtue of a pardon, effectively removing the sting and, frankly, the reality, the legal reality of a conviction from the records of our courts. A commutation, on the other hand, which is what the president has done recently and again today, leaves a guilty verdict, leaves a judgment in place, but reduces some or all of the punishment, basically reduces a sentence presumably most often to time served, maybe some other lesser sentence imposed. That's the difference. President of the United States of America given virtually unfettered power to do just that under our Constitution, both pardoning and commuting sentences. You may recall well that on December 12th, President Biden commuted the sentence of about 1,500 Americans, which is a record for one day. And at that time, he pardoned 39 other people convicted of nonviolent crimes, sweeping acts of clemency that are virtually unprecedented in the history of America. America, he said, was built on the promise of possibility and second chances. He said the clemency represented his commitment to help reunite families, strengthen communities, and reintegrate individuals back into society. Of course, all of that also followed the pardon that he granted to his own son, Hunter Biden, anticipating sentencing both on a gun charge and also a tax charge out in California, pardoning him in late November before those sentencings happened. None of this without controversy, of course. None of this without a lot of discussion in America. And certainly today's commutations will once again prompt a lot of discussion. What exactly is it? What exactly is it that President Biden did today, commuting 37 death sentences ahead? And here is your tale of two administrations ahead of Donald Trump's plan, his articulated plan to resume federal executions in America. You recall well, of course, that this president, this attorney general, Merrick Garland, has also said that while there are many people who still are on death row in American, our federal prisons, a moratorium on actually executing those people. Those moratoriums, of course, don't extend to state offenses, and that's why that continues to happen in various places around the nation. But a moratorium throughout this administration, as Joe Biden looks to the end of his term, today commuting the sentences of nearly all prisoners on federal death row. He spares the life of 37 men just a month before Donald Trump returns to the Oval Office with a stated commitment during his campaign and even since then to restart federal executions for those people who are sitting on death row. Those affected by Joe Biden's actions today, all of whom were convicted of murder, and many of them heinous events, will serve life imprisonment without the possibility of parole instead of facing execution. That's an important part of the debate. It's certain to follow all of this. No possibility of the parole. These people are not being pardoned. They're not being released from prison. But their death penalties, their death sentences now reduced to life imprisonment. They will not be executed. Only three men, and we'll tell you about them, each of whom carried out some notorious mass killings in our recent history, you will recall them well, remain on federal death row with this possibility of execution of them. You may recall well that Joe Biden campaigned in 2020 on ending the federal death penalty. This is a part of his enactment, his pursuit of that promise. Proposed legislation in Congress did not go forward in advancing that goal, but he directed again the Justice Department to engage in a moratorium at the time, and that's what we have seen in recent years. What just today, the President of the United States said this. He said, "I'm more convinced than ever that we must stop the use of the death penalty at the federal level." He said, "In good conscience, I cannot stand back and let a new administration resume executions that I halted." He said that commutations were consistent with the standard he has imposed for halting executions in cases other than terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. Went on to say, "Make no mistake, I condemn these murders." This is the president talking about what he's done today. "I condemn the murders. I grieve for the victims of these despicable acts, and I ache for the families who have suffered unimaginable and irreparable loss." Exactly the kinds of things that a president should say and should affirm, should believe about victims of heinous crimes like these, at the same time expressing a view that the death penalty should no longer be a part of our history. The White House, of course, supporting that with statements about exactly who it was who were the recipients of these commutations. We know something about them. 37 men, all males, 15 white,
15 black, 6 are Latino, 1 is Asian. Sentenced in 16 different states, including 3 that abolished the death penalty. 9 are in death row because they were convicted of killing federal prisoners. Now, one of the other things that the president has said that he is that he took a phone call, spoke to Pope Francis just last week, who was encouraging him to do what he has done today. All of that very, very significant in terms of what has happened along the way. An awful lot of people, again, looking to what has happened in this important event today and urging the president to do even more down the road. Three people not subject to these federal executions are Robert Bowers. He's 52 years old. You recall that name. He was a person in 2018. He gunned down 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, one of the greatest, most dramatic and traumatic, horrific hate crimes in our nation's history. Dylan Roof, 30. He's 30 years old. The white supremacist, also guilty of a heinous, heinous hate crime. 2015, he was the man who opened fire on black parishioners at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, also riveting and horrifying all Americans, killing 9 people at that time. And Jokhar Tsarnaev, he's 31. He was one of the two brothers who carried out that equally horrific bombing of the Boston Marathon way back in 2013, killing 3, maimed more than a dozen other people who continue to suffer as a result of that. None of those three right now on death row getting commutations by this president, but many others getting commutations today by virtue of the presidential authority established in the Constitution. And Joe Biden once again today expressing that view. We're going to be taking, of course, your calls, as always, throughout our program at 855-752-4842 on this and other topics. That number, once again, 855-752-4842. We're going to continue talking about this and other important things in the Biden administration as compared to the Trump administration. All of that coming up on this, the Maggie Dawn Show, here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. It's Monday, December 23rd. Continue to listen with us. Be a part of our discussion.
May the last one burn into flame.